Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 299. My name's Turner Sparks.
I am Mordechai Yitzchak Kaplan.
Yes, he is. You can find me at Turner Sparks on Instagram at turnersparks.com. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on all social media platforms. Cap in NYC for all your real estate needs in the Long Island City, New York area and beyond. Kaplan, and follow us on Instagram at Lost in America Pod. We're putting up new videos every single week from our bunker show, our Patreon
great clip this
show. And we'll get to that in a minute. But Kaplan, on the podcast today, we're talking about Israel once again.
Yeah, the Holy Land.
Very exciting. We have one of our guests is returning. We have a returning guest with us coming up in just a few minutes from Israel to talk about Benjamin. How do I pronounce it? Is it Benjamin?
Benjamin. Bibi Netanyahu. Just say Bibi. It's easier.
Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to. He tried to take away the powers of the Supreme Court and a bunch of other people. He's trying to consolidate power. Why not? But
why
anyway,
not?
People
he's been
got upset
at it a while.
So
yes, they had some protests.
They took issue. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But Kaplan, before we get to that, I want to tell you something. I want to say this to all of our listeners. We have a new sponsor and you're going to be hearing about it halfway through the show. We played it on last week's show. It's our friend Jesse Appel. Who is, I knew him in China. He's a stand-up comedian, salt of the earth dude, did comedy in Chinese. I did it in English. He did it in Chinese over there in China. He's now
he
back
was the
in
real
the
deal.
He's living in Los Angeles, California, and he started a tea company. And it's he imports this tea from China. You'll hear about it all at the midway point in the advertisement, but he imports, it's like very authentic Chinese tea. Support him. If you support him, he supports us. That's how we keep everything going over here. We're happy to bring, yes, we love to do sponsors when it's, you get an advertisement from McDonald's or Buick or something, but we don't know those people.
No, we don't know. Ronald McDonald has never done comedy with you.
No, he doesn't care about me at all. If we go out of business tomorrow, they'll move on to the next podcast. But Jesse Appel, and he did say this to me. He said, if we go out of business, he goes out of business. He said he'll close the store.
There you go. And if he goes out of business, do we go out of business? Conversely?
We're not making that deal. But that's okay, loyalty he has to us. We're not loyal to him. He's loyal to us.
Good.
That's not the way the world works. But where he's loyal to us. So anyway, support him. Jessesteahouse.com and patreon.com/lostinamerica. Kaplan, tell him about that.
Well, I was also going to say his teas are kosher for Passover. So get him this week for Passover.
They took the milk out.
They have a Rabbi Kaplan here. Bless them. I did the inspection. They're all good. No chametz. And then, patreon.com/lostinamerica. Go there. 2-3 episodes a week of what do we call it? A full throttle comedy show. And we have a new name for the show. Have we announced this yet?
Yes, we announced it last week, but go ahead.
Yeah, let's announce it again. People don't listen every week. Lost in the Bunker.
Lost in the Bunker. It took us 5 years to realize that Lost in America and Lost in the Bunker should go together. So we're Lost in the Bunker. And it's our comedy show. Patreon.com/Lost in America. For $5, you get that show. And then there's more that you get your own advertisement for $20. So go to that. Support us. Please do. We have 65, 67, I think, people over there. Patreon subscribers. We're looking to get that up to 100. So help join. Help get us up. Move us on up. Kaplan. And now let's talk about Israel.
Yes, let's get to
what
it.
What are you? Well, should I start with what I know that's going on here?
Yeah, I think this is an example where we should get the Gentiles' take first.
Yeah, the layman's take. Because you're almost so into it. You're too into the weeds to be able to explain to someone like me, you know, the unblessed, the people not going to heaven.
Yes. Well, no, that's not how we view it. You view us as not going to heaven. It's not vice versa.
I don't. Anyway. No, I don't. Don't tell me what I believe.
Okay, I don't know.
I thought you believed you don't believe heaven exists. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
That's or hell. Hell exists.
We don't believe in hell. So, yeah, that's a whole nother story. Anyway.
I don't know if I do either. Kaplan, let's moving on. Maybe I'm Jewish. Maybe I'm
now you're getting into the weeds with this. Yeah. Maybe you're Jewish. No, I mean, you like your bacon too much. Anyway.
So, that's true. I can never.
Non-starter.
So here's what's going. So, I guess a few weeks ago, or Netanyahu is back. Everyone remembers him from the old days. he's back. There's a character they brought back, and everyone said when he came back, I believe we said this on this podcast that he's going to come back, but don't worry, he's not doing anything big. It's going to be fine. Well, guess what? First thing he tries to do is get rid of he wants to have power over the Supreme Court of Israel. So the Supreme Court usually makes the laws and then everyone goes by those laws. And he says, well, I'm not so sure about that. I kind of want to be the one to decide who you are. And then you make the laws. So I decide he wanted right of first refusal, we would say in the business sense, over the government's laws, over the Supreme Court's laws, because he might be going to prison at some point. And he wanted to say, well, if I run the Supreme Court, then I can decide that I don't go to prison. Seems logical to me. I say, you know, if you have the hammer, you swing it. I come from that school of politics. But I guess everyone else doesn't. So they started protesting in the streets. Kaplan, go ahead.
I should say it's not make laws, but like America, they can decide if a law is legal or not. And he said, I don't like that. If we make a law, it's legal. But the people didn't agree. They got out in the streets and it was the biggest protest I read in the history of the country. Hundreds of thousands of people were coming out like once a week, 600,000, I think, at the peak one day. And they were burning things.
Because they don't want him to have this right.
Yeah, they don't. They don't think, they like the Supreme Court.
He's just asking for basic human rights to be able to rule the Supreme Court by himself. And they said, no, we don't think that's a good idea. And they protested, and what I found out in researching this, and I want to start here. We have a great guest coming up, and this is my first question to him. I found out that there is no constitution in the country, which seems like an issue to me. So, Yohai Sponder, welcome back.
Right?
We have this great guest, Yohai Sponder, on the show, everybody. We've had him on before. Hilarious comedian out of Israel, based in Israel. You can follow him at Yohai Sponder on Instagram, Yohai Sponder. YoHiSponder.com. Check out his videos, all that kind of stuff. Welcome to the show. Why don't you guys have a constitution?
Thank you very much.
Start with that.
Thank you very much.
You're coming to us from Israel right now.
Yeah. You know what? It was nice to see your interpretation. And it shows me why I understand about America is so not true.
What do you understand about us?
No, you know, when you see the news and sometimes you say, I can't believe that thing happened right now out there. And then you understand that it's not exactly, you know, because we're always hearing people talking about what's going on. We never see what's going on.
So. Yes. Well, that's why we do this show.
As we bring you in.
That you know.
Okay. Well, what did I get right? What did I get wrong?
Exactly. Mainly, we need to start from the beginning. There is this thing with the Constitution, but it was, you know, it was it changed during the time to a situation that now judges is a little group in Israel that kind of decide who's going to be next. in this group. You know, this change happened since 1992.
So who's going to be the next person on the Supreme Court?
Exactly. So the Supreme Court runs itself basically as a separate, as it should, but not the way it does right now. You understand? Okay. So this change is supposed to be happening a while ago. But now the timing and the people that do it, it's kind of questionable. So that thing brings out to the streets a lot of people from both sides of this argument.
Hmm.
So
I'm not, yeah, so I'm what, trying to say, I don't know who's right, who's wrong. I'm watching the whole thing from the television like you, but I understand that both sides are very pissed with each other. And each side thinks he's the right one, of course. And both of them wants democracy for Israel. That's the claim of both of them. Both of them have the same flag. And this time is very important to stand next to each other, to be together and represent nation moral that can work together. And because we have enough people, you know, I told my wife today, I think like people hate me just because I'm an Israeli. Sometimes it feels weird to be Israeli. Like we're the most hated nation right now. And she told me, yeah, but don't forget, you also Jews. You're also a Jew. So it doesn't matter. Like, it's just another layer of that. It doesn't matter that you're Israeli, you're also Jew. And the sad part of that what's encouraged me. That's what made me feel better.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to know if people hate you because you're from Israel or because you're Jewish. Is that what you're trying to say?
What people tell.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to know. I don't mind if you hate me, just I want to know which.
You want the reason.
Yeah, you want specifics. You want details. Well, you know, I have good news for you. In America, they just did a poll, and the Jews are the most liked religion in America.
You should come here. The most well liked here.
So really.
Yeah, because it's because Jews did that.
No, they asked.
We like to be disliked, according to Turner.
They asked, that's not according to me, it's according to the poll you gave me, Kaplan.
I know
that they that's every right. other religion in America yeah. likes the Jews. It's just Jews think that no one likes them, but in reality, I think we all know who is the most disliked, and you know, you're not allowed to say it, but you know what you guys need to do in Israel is you need to bring in Mormons, because people really don't like Mormons. And so that way you can shift the blame.
Yes.
You know, this idea of getting people to like us, no one's going to like you until they have someone they don't like more. You know?
Yeah. That's a great, That's policy.
We need to add the layer that's on the fire and then stand above it.
Yeah. Put the Mormons in there.
But I love Mormons.
Oh, so do I. I love people think I'm Mormon. I look very Mormon. Yeah. You know, if I had blonde hair, I would be Mormon.
You love to drink milk.
That's the only difference. Yochai said there's two sides to this. So what's the other side? What's Netanyahu's side?
Yeah. I guess who are the pro-government protesters?
Okay. So for their defense, they're saying that they wanted to protect the law and to fix it to the way it's going to be democracy from now on. And they want to have a process that will elect judges that the government will have more power in the opinion about who's going to run the show in the court.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I was asking. What's the process now?
All of the judges. What's the difference between that and now?
Like, how are the judges elected now? Like, I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out.
They're more independent right now. They're more independent right now.
I believe he said earlier, Kaplan, the judges elect the judges.
Oh, the judges elect. So it's like you pick your replacement. Like when you leave a job, they say you got to pick. You can leave, but you got to pick your replacement. That kind of thing. Like the judges.
They're saying that they want to bring the power back to the legislature.
Right.
So that's their main argument right now. And I agree that it looks bad. I understand why even more than half of the country is standing up right now and shouting. In my point of view, it makes no sense to fight with each other. We have to do what we do right now, that it's sitting and talking, because you know the enemy see that we're not bonded right now, and they're attacking. And a lot of people, got murdered in Israel in the past month, which is super sad, and it's bad. And we're facing very heavy terror. And it's weird because two brothers were murdered at the same day, and another two brothers, and now two sisters. And I think
yesterday there was a terrible attack. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it shows something with brothers and sisters. This thing is symbolic, but it shows us that we need to get along and to work those things out and stop fighting against each other. That's bad.
And do you think those attacks are happening right now because they know that Israel's divided?
I think first of all, yes. And second of all, it's something in our schedule, so you never know.
Right.
It's part of our life. But now it feels more heavy and more often.
And do you feel in danger, personally, when these things happen?
I want to tell you something. I always do jokes about hating Jews because it's always a current event, you know? Mm-hmm. Those jokes are timeless. But that's to just try to explain what's going on in the daily life here. You see that this is part of what we're facing here.
Yeah.
Right. But we mentioned, I think in the opening, there was this day, I don't know if we mentioned or not, but there was a day of strike. There was a big strike where all sorts of people weren't working. Like the airports were shut down.
Can I ask one more question on this before we move on, Cap? So because in America, we had one day in my lifetime when we were attacked by a foreign country. One day, 9/11, right? It's not a daily occurrence for us. Most of our audience listening right now, it's not a daily occurrence for them. There's not always attacks. With you, do you feel in danger every day, or is it something you become numb to and you don't feel it anymore and you get used to it? Or do you always feel it?
I don't think it's possible, you know, but I wish I could tell you, most of the time you're having your life and you try to do your best, but it's, don't forget a lot of people here, involved with those kind of things because they served in the army. Most of us doing 3 years in the army, and it's part of your, whatever happens in the country, it happens. That's the moral. We have one day that we have two different attacks from two different borders of rockets and stabbing attack one day after. And then someone drives someone over. It's tough. You know, it's very, very personal.
Are you in Tel Aviv?
Very personal.
You're in Tel Aviv, or where are you? I forget. What city are you in?
To say my location right after I said that I don't want to shoot rocket enough.
Good point. Good point.
Where exactly can I put on the map?
I just want
to put on the map where
you are. For the people listening, Kaplan's eating matzah as we speak. I don't think he's the enemy.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I was going to offer you some through the Zoom, but you know, if you want some matzah.
So you feel you do feel in danger then? Do you, for yourself, for your family?
Yeah, you know, it's not easy time. It's not an easy time to listen. I know that a lot of people from the other side, and I know you have to understand because I see in the comments a lot of stuff about Israel being apartheid and stuff. We have a minister that is an Arab. We have people in very high power places that they are. Doctors here, it's like they're part of the society. When these kind of things happen, that's the breaking the sometimes like a lot of your good friends, a lot of people that you know are from identity of Muslims and they're involved with your life in this way or another, and they're part of the society. So this is also civilians war. The civilian wars that we almost have between Jews and Jews right now, and the civilian wars with the Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims, whatever they identify, it's almost identical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I made myself correct, because we call them cousins and this is brothers. So it's one generation ago.
And what about in the comedy scene? Are there, there's comedians that are Muslim comedians in Israel?
We have Muhammad.
Okay.
Muhammad.
What a coincidence. What a coincidence. He's a friend and he does comedy about the conflict and he talks a lot about the, this stuff. And yes, we have Muhammad also. Muhammad, Muhammad. I think Druze. I remember that we have Druze people.
Druze, yeah, that's another. They're not Muslim or Jewish, but right there.
Yeah, but they speak Arabic and they're
they speak Arabic. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, is it hard when you live there and these are your friends? What's the dynamic like in America? I'm not comparing the two at all. We're not getting attacked violently, or there's not attacks going on violently between the two. But, you know, there's like the people who love Trump and the people who hate Trump. And some of these people won't even speak to each other. Family members won't speak to other family members because they vote politically in a different way. But then when you get into a comedy club, a lot of times all of us are kind of the same. I have good friends who are politically the exact opposite of me, but they're comedians and I'm a comedian and we tour together and we have fun and it doesn't interfere with the comedy. But also what you guys are dealing with is on such a higher, more heightened level of all of that. Is it difficult times like this to maintain friendships with people who think the opposite of you?
Of course, it's challenging, but I think as comedian, we always see what's funny in both sides. I think the best bits I had on stage is when I made fun of both sides, and I managed to show the gap in a funny way. If I'm a little bit racist, if I'm a little bit thinking myself that I'm better to the other side, I'm gonna say it on stage, and then it will expose all the other racist people, all the other people that thought the same when they're laughing. Where you're a little mean group that goes to hell and that shows that the dirt of it. I mean, the whole thing together to talk it out.
Yeah.
Talk it out, because I, from the bottom of my heart, I want it to be okay. From the bottom of my heart, I don't think I'm better than no one else. Those base started your day with, and you know that's true, but, and you know you want it to be fine for everyone. But then in the daily life, you talk about the incidents. I think all comedians that I met, both languages, Hebrew and English, when they know how to tell the right jokes about it, that's our job, to take it and make it funny. And if you can't do it, you're in the wrong profession. Even if with the Arab friend of mine that is a comedian, and we talk about hard stuff. He makes fun of Israelis, he makes fun of Palestinians at the same time. And jokes are good. They're funny.
That's great. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about all this stuff with BB and what the future might be for him in Israel. But Kaplan, before that, we are part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network.
We are.
That is us, Lost in America. That is The Political Orphanage with Andrew Heaton. And that is Majoring in Everything with Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy. Subscribe to all of those at worldsmartestpodcastnetwork.com. And now, Kaplan, I would say a word from your local sponsor, but it's a word from our good friend, Jesse Appel. All right, we're back.
Thank you, Jesse, for literally keeping those lights on.
Jesse Appel, check that stuff out, everybody. And how about that? We did an interview in an advertisement. We've never done that before.
Other sponsors out there, you got to come to us, because we're gonna make you stars.
We take the time. Everybody else gives you 30 seconds. We give you a few minutes. We throw you a minute at the beginning of the show, off the cuff, unpaid for, a free minute.
Free 2 minutes. I mean, we give you the most time anybody's going to give you.
So how about
McDonald's?
That?
Come to us. We'll.
So, Yohai, what is Netanyahu? I know that in Israel, we change presidents every 4 years. You have the prime minister system. A lot of times that can change more frequently, every year, every 6 months, every 2 years. It's all different. What now that it seems like Bibi has tried to do this thing to take more power. People protested in the street, and now he's backed down a little bit. Is that correct? That's the news we've gotten, but I don't know if it's true.
He's delayed it to the summertime, or
is that the... No, we're similar to the British system. And also, we had a lot of election because the government falls every once in a while. Just to say that Bibi took a lightly. Break with the legalization,
reform,
the reform, and we took a break with that till the summer, and we don't know now what's going to happen. But he announced that it's on hold right now.
And so okay,
that and too.
Did he go on hold because, from what we read, there was a strike? Everyone, or not everyone, but a lot of people didn't go to work. The ports where the ships come in got shut down. The airport got shut down. And if that happens, is that what forced him to say, like, time out, take a break?
It happened a day after. So maybe that's the thing that made him. He never consulted with me. But it happened
the
same day, so maybe it helped. I think it helped.
Yeah.
And what about the effect of there was military leaders. I saw several military leaders who said they wouldn't serve, like people in the Army Reserves. They wouldn't, and the country it was self with
yeah.
National defense is so important, obviously. So did that? I mean, and I saw a defense minister even said he was going to resign over it, and then he's never actually, or he was going to be fired over it, right? Because he criticized it. And then they never even got rid of him.
Yeah.
So is it sort of reached a point where that's more important than this to Bibi, the national defense, and that's why he could probably back down or can't lose the army?
Yeah, that happened too. And by the way, he didn't fire him eventually. So the guy stays in office. And yeah, you know, a lot of stuff that it looks bad. And I don't know. I mean, the fact that they hold it also shows that they want to talk and they're willing to change some things. But the fact that he wanted to fire such a higher rank minister of defense of Israel, you know, where the most
important job.
I won't lie to you. It looks bad.
Yeah, he's going to fire him just because he criticized the plan, right? He said he didn't think it was a good idea. And he just said, all right, you're out. And then he realized that people, another 100,000 people started protesting, and then realize, oh man,
you never know what he told him in this conversation. Maybe he told him but yeah, it looks bad from our point of view. We don't know what happened there, but we need him right now, you know. I don't know if it's showing in America enough what we're going through. We need Minister of Defense. That's important here.
Oh,
Israel, I think, always needs one. It's not like sometimes we won't have an ambassador like Ireland or something in America because we don't appoint one. Israel's got to always have a Minister of Defense. So
exactly, we need five, and you're firing the only one we have. We need five.
Yeah. Iran is looking at that, being like, "Oh, now's the time."
I have a question regarding Israel's relationship with the Jewish population in America. So, if it seems like
maybe that's why, because it's a joke, it's important. Maybe that's why I fired him.
What's that?
Because Bibi is such a genius. He said, like, to show that we have the biggest balls here. I don't even need my,
to scare off Iran. I don't need a Minister of Defense.
it's like take your gun and to break it in front of your enemies, to break the bullet. Hey, guys. I'm with my hands.
Or it's the move.
I'm with my hands.
It's the move in every James Bond movie where the bad guy, to show you how really bad he is, he takes his gun and he shoots his own henchman. Just to show you he's crazy enough to do anything. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they really scare you.
That's real power.
He actually likes this guy. He likes him, but he's too good to scare the...
Yeah. So fight, you kill your best friend to show that you're down for anything.
Yeah, poison your dog. Show you. It's,
So
I'm gonna do all these jokes.
Yeah,
remember
there you go.
Those jokes started here.
We're writing material.
That's what
for
we
you
do
right
here.
Now.
We wrote a. Yeah,
I own a third of that joke. You hear that, U.S. government?
There you go.
So that's funny that you know nothing about you do know nothing about Israel that you try to make me pay you something.
So that joke was technically written. I'm hosting this Zoom meeting we're in right now.
Yeah, it is. That Turner Sparks
that
a Zoom.
Joke was technically written in the United States, and I can prove it with lawyers.
Yeah. Anyway, we got lawyer up.
You're counting on that. I don't know what you said.
So the relationship between Israel, how much influence does U.S. thinking on Israel actually have on what happens in Israel, like the policy in Israel? So, for example, I mean, in this case, when Bibi said, I'm going to take more power and do this whole thing, it seemed like a lot of the American Jewish population and Biden, President Biden, were against him, were against Netanyahu doing this. Does that have influence on Israeli people, Israeli thinking, or do they not care at all about what America thinks?
You ask, listen, I can answer from my point of view because I don't care about America that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you guys, it's, first of all, it's not fair that you lead the world. You agree with me?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we give money to a lot of countries, including Israel.
Yeah, but what do you know how to do? To eat chips and eat, you know, junk
eat
food.
Eat chips. I'm talking about billions of dollars. I'm not talking about chips.
Yeah, who else is going to lead?
No one else eats chips?
No, I mean, like, no offense, but what do you guys introduce to this planet that
you're saying we're bad influence on the world? We McDonald's and all that.
Bad stuff. Mm. Now, let me accomplish what I wanted to say.
I don't think chips have caused that much damage. But
no, you eat like
the British invented chips.
You eat French fries. I meant French fries. Oh, okay.
The French people in it's in the name. French fries.
Yeah, but the French were with war with you, who will lead the planet for so many years, and that's their way to win in this argument. They invented the French fries. They make you love it, and you guys eat it more. And that's why you have a trashy culture.
And we got.
We're making everyone fat.
My point was that you have the leaders that need to lead the planet. It's always like two options. They're bad options. Like Trump and Biden, these are the best options to control the planet.
No, that I don't agree with you. We're not doing a good job of picking leaders of the free world.
These are the two options. One of them is, I don't know, they're saying allegedly that he's a pedophile. And the other one, they said.
Well, they're getting the news. They're getting the Q news over there.
Wait, who's the pedophile?
No, one of them is a pedophile. One of them a dementic pedophile.
Oh, they're both pedophiles. They're both pedophiles.
I don't know who's is what.
What news do you get? They're both
apparently
pedophiles.
Q is it big in Israel. Made it over there.
But Trump was the only one not on the island, right? Mm-hmm. On Epstein's island. Or he went once or something.
No, I don't think he went. Yeah.
He didn't go at all. He was on the airplane. He didn't go on the island. But Biden, is he a pedophile? He smells girls' hair.
Creepy. In my building, I have four better options than these two options to control the planet.
I get it. You don't care what America thinks. But the America, there is influential money coming from America to Israel, right?
Yeah, that's when I care about what they think, the people with the money.
Well, it's tricky. There's two different forms of money. There's money that comes from like defense companies who are happy. It's American money, but we're buying, I mean, Israel's buying weapons from them. So it's money that's coming back. It's money that we give to them. It goes around in a circle. It helps our economy too. But there's also money from private American Jewish philanthropists who a lot of them are pretty right wing.
You guys have money, but you also need brain.
Yes.
So brain comes from Israel.
Brain comes from Israel. We work together. Well, there's a big tech industry. And then I don't know. I guess the question is, how far to extreme would Israel have to change things for like money to leave Israel? Or like, you know, there's all these internet, you know, companies.
What do you mean,
like,
Kaplan?
Like, you know, all these different tech companies and everything that's doing business in Israel. Israel's got this great economy. Like if Israel like there is a limit to what they can change in their laws. Like you can't, I don't think they're getting there here, but like if the country became too not democratic, I guess what I'm trying to say, is that ever a fear, or is that not a fear at all?
There was a lot of talking about what happens here with money, and then America's bank went like a break, whatever happened. Yeah. So maybe SV,
wait, the Silicon Valley Bank?
That's true.
That's not our whole country. That's one bank.
But also, America pays money to the world we give Egypt money. We give billions of dollars to all these countries to try to, you know, make peace with each other.
Yeah, we give everybody money.
It doesn't really work out too well.
I thought you guys are very generous in the beginning. And then when you start to milk oil from the people that you own the money, that's when I said, like, okay, you just, you did a deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you got to make deals. I don't see what's wrong with I have the opposite point of view. I think they should say, because to me, as an American citizen, they go, well, we're giving money to the Middle East. And I go, what do we get for the money? And they go, no, nothing. We just give the money. I'm like, well, let's at least get something. Let's get oil or something. And they're like, no, we don't take oil. The big thing, they go, we don't take oil. Meanwhile, they do take oil, but they say they don't. I'm like, I would be happier if you told me you did. At least we're getting something for you pay money, you want something. Right.
Yeah.
I like what you said. What a cover you want. The biblical one, the political one, or the money one?
There's exactly
different stories that goes like a challah bread. What one you want to hear? Because the biblical one, they will tell you they're keeping us here to, you know, like
explanations. Yep. So we can have a holy
one
land.
That needs to have. The money one, they need to keep the fight. They're like seven conspiracies right now. They all seem to be true, by the way.
The political one is that we need, you're like our state, our 51st state.
The ally in the region. Exactly.
And you're our home base in the Middle East. That's one. That's probably true. And then there's the religious one. I don't think any of them actually care about the
evangelicals care about that, I guess.
The religious one, we all connected somehow.
Yeah,
we're all connected somehow, and everyone has the story that happened till now and what will happen from now on. Everyone in their story knows they're going to win.
Yeah, we're going to win.
That's what's so dangerous about it. What's so dangerous about it, because the Jews going to win and all the others, you know?
Right, everyone assumes eventually they're going to win.
That's what's so dangerous about it. Evangelists, Muslims, Jews, regular Christian, Protestant Christian, Orthodox Christians, 35,000 other. You know, we have so many religious in the religion itself.
Well, the only ones, frankly, who aren't in this fight is the Mormons.
The Mormons are not fighting.
Believe that Jesus is from America.
Utah. Yeah, exactly. They're the ones who took it out of the Middle East.
He was born in upstate New York off I-95 behind the Waffle House.
Yeah. I had the Starbucks with him once.
Yeah, he was born right next door to the Starbucks in that shopping center.
I saw him write his name, Jesus, on the cup, and I thought he's making fun of me. And no, it's the real one.
Yeah, it's his name.
When Jesus comes back and he's in Buffalo, New York, they're going to be laughing. We're all thinking he's going to Israel. Turns out
we fought all these wars over it. The Middle East.
Buffalo.
He's like, why would I? There's much better resources in upstate New York.
That could be it. All right.
I have one last question, actually, since we talked a little bit about the government. Do you think, because we always joked, last time that the government would be out in like 6 months. I think you gave it a year last time. Do you think that the government will actually last longer because they're so unpopular now they can't have another election because they would lose? So do you think, like, ironically, maybe Netanyahu stays in power a little bit longer because he's so unpopular? Or do you think it's going to be another election soon?
Don't take it personally, but we say it's Israel, bitch. Like, it's Sparta, bitch. That's how we call this place.
It's Brittany, bitch.
You never know. It's exactly. It's Israel, bitch. You don't know. Changes in after this talk, I need to check what's going on with the country, because it could be everything I said upside down.
In the last 1 hour.
I left Twitter up while you were on with us, just in case.
However, you need to hear from what I told you right now, that I'm trying to defend Netanyahu a little bit. And you will never know if I'm doing it because I really think he does the right thing, or because I really think he's going to be a tyrant soon and I don't want him to find this video in a month from now.
That's exactly great.
So you never know.
All right. That's the podcast, everybody. Yohai Sponder, thank you for doing it. Everybody check him out at Yohai Sponder on Instagram. Go to his website. He has a U.S. tour coming up later this year, so you can check all that out. Do you have any dates? Any dates you want to announce?
Not yet. We're working on it as we speak. I'm working on it.
All right. But
you do the Funny Monday thing on
YouTube.
New York
City? You coming to New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Funny Monday. Funny Monday. You should watch. That's good. It's in English. It's for it's kind of English, not real English.
You're English.
We're doing our best.
Sounds good.
But that's it. It's about those things. I have a bit about, I told Kaplan before, I have a bit about what's going on in Israel that from the last episode. And I think it's kind of nailed it.
Maybe we'll try and drop that. Do you have audio from that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. We'll see if we can drop that into the podcast. That's it, Kaplan. That's the episode. Thanks, Yohai, for doing the show. Kaplan, what should we do?
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go eat some matzah. Happy Pesach. And get lost.
Get lost, everybody.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.